The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I didn't know what a trash panda was until last night. Good morning. It's Thursday, Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
Talk about my dog like that. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
What happened was, hold on.
A trash panda is a raccoon.
Yes. Mm. And so last night I was looking outside. I was about to give the dog some water before I went to bed. And I noticed that they were like locked in on something. I was like, what is this? I thought somebody was over the wall or something.
You thought it was a person coming into our house.
And so I looked out there and I didn't see anything. And I see this little white face staring back at me.
A bandit.
It's a little bandit, a little trash panda trying to square off with my dogs. And we've already had an incident with Didi, our female dog, with a raccoon before. And raccoons are vicious little things.
They have hands.
Their little hands are funny to me.
They have thumbs.
And so I opened the door, thought we were about ready to go to the war with the raccoon. And Didi remembered she lost that war last time and she ran right in the house.
What about the boy dog?
Bro wasn't alive when she had the whole raccoon thing go on, so he was ready to go to war with this thing, and I think I decided for him that it was best that he came in.
So it's not like y'all kind of getting punked by the raccoon.
We got punked by a trash panda last night, dude. But I was happy about this because there's a humongous beehive that he was after, and I think he was eating the beehive. So I was like, hey, he's doing me a favor.
He's eating the honey. He's up there eating the honeycomb.
You have a full functional ecosystem in your backyard.
Yes, in my backyard.
We do. We really do.
I did throw some water at him and hit him, though, and all it did was piss him off.
Did he hiss at you?
He just turned and looked at me. He was like,
take a swing, bro.
I'm scared of certain animals. I think snakes are a little weird. Where were you? I was upstairs.
Danny's already asleep by this time.
I'm not asleep.
Danny doesn't close down the house. That's my job.
I am an only child. I need my alone time. I go upstairs, close the bedroom door.
This is our process. She goes upstairs and then she goes, Otto, come crack my back for me.
If he stays in the bed too long because I need that alone time, I'm like, go downstairs and turn the TV off. I know if I tell him that, he'll be down there for longer, and I'll get my me time. As an only child, I need that.
Oh, my God. You're not joining the United Front against the raccoon, though.
No.
Huh? No.
They don't got our back. It's just me and the dogs.
Live from the command tower.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and Corey start off by kicking off the first day of Black History Month.
Let's go.
It's today. Let's go.
Let's go. Later on this morning, I'm going to talk to you about Keenan and Damon Wayans.
Hey, legends.
And how, because of them, the Super Bowl halftime show changed.
Mm,
all right, that's what we're going to discuss today in Black History Month.
And we also have National Dark Chocolate Day as well, too.
My favorite kind of chocolate right there.
The only time I like almonds with some dark chocolate. You dig?
Okay, all right.
And we also have National Serpent Day, so...
Snakes are good.
Snakes should have fought the raccoon for me.
For real, hey. But snakes keep the earth clean. They clear the earth of vermin, which carry a lot of viruses for us. Snakes are good.
And we'll go ahead and wrap it up with National Girls and Women in Sports Day. It is celebrated this first week in February.
A couple women I love in sports, Amanda Nunez, UFC, and of course my girl Serena Williams. I have been a fan of hers, not only because of her incredible athleticism, but just the way she carries herself for all of us women and our daughters to look at.
My favorite is my daughter. And if you don't think cheer is a sport, go ahead and try that.
Let's
see how many backflips you can do.
Nice, dude. My favorite is, I'm going to have to go with, Dak Prescott.
Anthony.
How about that,
cowboy?
Sorry, that's an insult. Cowboy
Nation, por vida. My bad. That's an insult to women.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My friend is mad at her man for watching porn. She says it's disrespectful. She has reiterated that to him, and he still says, well, it's just a guy thing. All guys do it.
He's not lying.
Whoa.
I get it, but it still makes her feel bad. And how would you feel if I was doing the searches you do about men?
Well, that'd be pretty
this
cool.
isn't about us. So
I'm asking you a question. How would you feel if I did P-Hub searches about men that you search for?
Well, of course it would be a little upsetting, but women aren't built the same as men. Men are visually stimulated. This is just a release for us. It's not like an act. Like, the act of watching pornography is not something... We're not cheating. We're not trying to... We still love you.
Visually stimulated.
It's just visually stimulated.
But
that's
you're not
it.
Visually stimulated enough
we're visually,
by me.
Oh, that's not
you
the
have
case
to
either.
Go, so that's what I'm saying. How would
men
you feel?
Men are built to spread their seed, even if it's going to be in their own hand.
Yeah. That is disgusting.
That's an interesting take there, DJ Automatic.
Well, you have to release, do you not?
Yeah, no.
Because if you don't release, you could go out and cheat.
You never want to leave the house with a loaded gun.
No,
and that's
never.
That's true.
Oh, God.
But also, it can cloud your mind a little bit. It can make little things foggy if you're just watching these crazy videos, and then it may distort things a little bit when it comes to your actual relationship.
You're right, Anthony A., because what's happening in these crazy videos isn't pleasing most times to women. It's about the men.
Back to your...
That's why some men are so bad in bed, because y'all think that's it, and it's not.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Seriously, my friends complain sometimes. This man thinks he's doing A, B, and C, and he hadn't even... He doesn't even know his ABCs.
You keep talking about all your sexually frustrated friends here. What's going
on?
I got two things. Either the husband, your friend's man, not necessarily the husband, your friend's man is either watching too much of these adult films, or the wife is kind of a prude. What do you think it is?
No.
No? She's cool with a little bit of it, but not. Oh.
So since I knew we were going to be talking about this, I looked up some studies, and women watch porn too. 25 to 30% worldwide women watch porn.
I love how you round it up to 30. It's not 30. It's 25%, and I think some people lie
according to Pornhub, it's 29%.
And 15% when you're in a relationship. How many?
And hold on. 75% of women are watching porn with their partners.
We have to.
I thought you were going to say 69%. That would have been...
We'll change it to 69.
I mean, it's not that I mind. Let me tell you something. I don't mind. Let's not get too graphic here. But I asked you the question, and you haven't really answered DJ Automatic. If I'm doing the same searches on P-Hub as you do, but I'm doing it for men, how do you feel?
How do you know what I search? But second of all...
Because I got cookies.
You're a woman. Well, you guys aren't built the same as us. It's the same argument I just made.
How do you feel?
It makes me feel bad, just like I'm sure it makes you feel bad.
But that's okay with you to make me feel bad?
I don't tell you what I'm looking at. I don't have you go look at it.
That's not the point. I know you are. You're okay with making me feel bad?
Oh, my God.
That's not my intention. My intention is a release.
Okay.
Is this about your friend or you guys? What's going on?
Dana's making it about us. This all started with a conversation that I had with a whole other person, and now Dana is making it about us. So obviously you're bothered by it, too.
Let me go back. I'm really not. I'm trying to make a point. I don't care. Have I ever bothered you about it? Do I ever tell you don't do it? Never. Not one time. One time I caught you in the garage. You were ashamed, but that's another story.
That's what marriage is? You got to do it in the garage? That is wild.
It wasn't the garage.
No.
It was the studio.
I
had a friend who has a house full of kids and a wife. He has to go to his car. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a
beautiful point. The point is, if your partner says, this makes me feel badly, you should respect that person.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then don't expect them to respect you back. Damn. And that's the moral of the story.
And if you're going to talk to your man like that, he's probably going to cheat on you.
Yeah, we play as rogues.
So if you're that, respect me. This is boring.
Bye, Felicia.
Are you okay with your man watching? Like I said, I am. But if you set
75% of women are. They're watching.
You better set your boundaries.
What men think, though, are you okay with your lady watching it, dog?
Let's twist it. Searching exactly what you do, but for the men's 877-730-DCS1. Otto's like, hell no.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you heard the saying, like a moth to a flame? You know, you're drawn to that light. Maybe you're drawn to your love.
I heard that in a Janet Jackson song.
Yeah.
That's Janet Jackson. That's the way love goes.
Oh, Automatic. I love that song. Turns out moths aren't really drawn to the flame. They're confused by it.
Oh. Yeah.
Scientists say bugs aren't attracted to light. It actually scrambles the flying insect's brain. Mm. So if you really look closely, moths, flies, whatever, are flying backwards.
Try using that one next time they give you a DUI sobriety test. You'd be like, officer, please, I'm not drunk. The light's confusing me. I'm like a bug. I feel like a deer in the headlights.
No, deer in the headlights, bug in the headlights. So they fly backwards, upside down. Sometimes they just crash into the light because their brains are so confused.
I like to imagine that they're just like hardcore raving a little bit. Doom, 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 doom.
Sounds like a female driver to me.
Oh, DJ Automatic.
Blah, 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 blah. All right, man. All right. Let's shift gears and deposit to the next story. In Utah, where a teenage boy has been arrested for allegedly taping fish to ATM machines, he went around to various ATMs and cop cars and taped full-size fish. You could keep up with him at fish_bandit84 on Instagram, and luckily the cops are going to let him off the hook.
Well, how is taping fish?
Off the hook.
How is it a crime? I don't know, Automatic. If you ask me, that's art.
Unless you're Dory.
All right, we're going to take it to Japan now. Scientists have created an MRI machine that will record your dreams and then reconstruct them for you to watch while you're awake. Yes, you're going to be able to watch your own dreams. They're calling it the dream machine.
That's the coolest news I've heard all day. Because have you ever had a good dream and then you're like, oh, I want to have that dream again. So you try falling back asleep a little bit.
Okay, Anthony, have you ever had a bad dream? I had the worst dream the other day that Automatic wanted us to be in a poly relationship and got another woman pregnant.
Imagine if I could have watched that.
Yeah, you could have lived that one, dude. You could have lived that one.
I wouldn't even have to go to that day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so in case you missed it, a Taco Bell employee was just slapped across the face. Ooh. We're going to talk to you how he handled it. Yeah, was it good, bad? And I'll tell you where you could watch the video. I go last, so DJ Automatic, what you got?
I promise you that wasn't good. All right, Elon Musk has implanted the first Neuralink chip into the human brain.
Okay, I saw this. So, tell us what that means.
So they're taking a small computer and they're putting it in your brain, and that chip actually is able to control iPhones and computers right now. They're using it for people that are paralyzed from the neck down in order for them to be able to control different computer devices.
No, I like that, but what if they use it to control my brain to, I don't know, do something bad or commit a crime or vote the wrong way or see, this is dangerous, slippery slope, dangerous
for right now, here. It's just helping people that are paraplegics.
For now? I've seen the movies.
Dana's going full conspiracy theory on us right now.
I mean, but if you can it's telepathy. If you can control your computer through
your
brain,
mind, it's mental telepathy.
They're gonna be able to control your thoughts.
I could go full carry on somebody.
I just feel like there's already plenty of women controlling men's brains as we speak. Anyway, I think that's called marriage. all right, are we there? Are we good? That's it on that. All right. In case you missed it, sleeping in on a weekend can actually save your life. In a new study done, provided to me by CBS News, hitting the snooze button or sleeping in on the weekend is actually good and can help make up for missleep during the week.
Now, okay, that's me. I sleep in on the weekend.
Dana, you can't wake her up before 11 on the weekend.
Beautiful. I love to hear that,
But automatic because you're asleep.
I can't get up. I can't sleep all day anymore.
No, but why? Because by 8 p.m., Friday or Saturday night, date night, you are...
I guess I get my 12 hours in a different
I go to sleep at 3 or 4 in the morning. So, of course, I'm sleeping till 11, sleepyhead.
Damn,
God,
you don't
mess your beauty sleep.
I got a question, though. Is your guys' date night, is that just like every other couple date night on Friday nights where it's
non-existent? Yes.
Oh, damn.
Once again, Anthony just helping me out over here.
I was getting there. She got me.
All right, so, in case you missed it, a Taco Bell employee was dealing with a disgruntled elderly man who claimed his food blew up in the microwave and ruined his microwave, but it's when he slaps the employee that people are shocked. Take a listen.
Who are you for? Plus, you guys are gonna pay for my microwave. It blew up. Oh, you're smiling.
Yo, what the what's going on with you, bro?
You heard the slap. You can hear him slap him.
How old is that guy?
Probably late 60s. Are you slapping this man back?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
He's a big dude, too. That dude is big.
That's not a matter. For me, it's not a matter of, like, his height or nothing like that. I just think, like, if I slap him back, now he's going to be able to sue Taco Bell. That's the way it always goes.
He slaps you across the mouth like that?
I mean,
you think you're just...
I don't know what I'm going to do. You never know what you're going to do until you're in that exact situation. But if a 70-year-old man hits me, I'm going to give him a pass on it. I don't know.
Nah, I might just freaking throw a chalupa at him, dog.
I'm throwing a hot coffee pot on him.
All right.
Don't mess with me.
It'd be better to slap him than to do that.
You want to throw a hot coffee on him?
Quick.
I think that's a felony.
Don't put your hands on somebody else, especially like that. To this day, I still don't know what happened to him. There's no update. Was he arrested? And that poor gentleman who got slapped didn't do anything. He just stood there and he remained calm and they called the police. And the man left angry about his microwave. He put the foil in the microwave himself. It was his own bad.
And that's just a normal Tuesday at Taco Bell.
That's why we don't have a double decker. All right, so if you're wondering about the video, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. That's where you can watch it and decide for yourself, did this Taco Bell worker handle things correctly?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, Young Thug, currently locked up, RICO charges, authorities go through his jail cell and he has a picture of his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Up on a wall? Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
Stormy Webster celebrating her 6th birthday
today. Oh, Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner's baby girl.
Hey, we also got Harry Styles celebrating his birthday and Ronda Rousey celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so we're going to start off talking about TikTok possibly losing artists like Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, Drake, and more. They're a part of Universal Music Group.
Mm.
Universal,
which basically controls the world of music.
Pretty much. UMG says they need more money for their artists. I mean, I've heard that these platforms don't pay very well, but TikTok might be worse than Spotify, which is pretty
darn bad. It's only fair that these people get paid because their music is what made TikTok what it is today. Remember, it was called Musical.ly, and then they made, and then it became TikTok, and TikTok is based off of all these major artists' music.
Would you still go to TikTok if they remove these type of artist music? 877-730-DCS1, we're taking a poll.
I'll probably go more.
I wouldn't. I can't even imagine making videos without like my favorite artists. It's kind of weird. All right, now we're going to talk about Young Thug. He is currently in jail facing RICO charges, which I think are BS. That's another show. Authorities went through his jail cell. I guess they were searching for stuff, didn't find anything. But you can see in the background that he has a picture of his ex on the wall. He's with Mariah the Scientist now. Mm. She's an artist. She's featured on 21 Savage.
Who's been holding him down? I watched their conversation from jail the other day.
I mean, you know, I'm sure he's got love for her. Maybe they got a good relationship. I don't know that I would want you automatic having pictures of you and your ex up on display.
I just feel like it's probably very lonely in that cell.
Yeah, so you need two women up on the wall?
At least to look at, bro. You ever been to jail? I have. There's no other women in there, dog. You need something to look at, bro.
Okay, all right. Ladies, how you feeling? Are you okay with your man putting pictures of his ex up? I'm not just talking about in jail. I'm talking about anywhere. In your house? Call us up. Tell us what you think. That's the Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
With Valentine's Day approaching, that time of the month, you hope to never hit it. This year is different. Wait for food news. I know they don't seem like they're going together, but they do. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
According to a new federal government report, syphilis rose by 9% last year. First time in 10 years.
Oh, there it is, baby. There it is. Bring something back.
Yeah, that's not good. No, Anthony A, no.
What does syphilis do to you?
Well, you can die if you don't treat it. Now, it is treatable with antibiotics, but sometimes if, say, a man steps out on his woman and he goes and does something, he don't want to tell her. And then if you're married like myself, you're not getting checked for that kind of thing. I do. Every time I go and get my little annual exam, I'm like, run all the tests. You're going to charge me for it anyway.
So in other words, Dana doesn't trust me.
I trust you 100%. I'm just saying. Food news, DJ Automatic.
That got intimate. Really unnecessarily intimate about STDs.
Well, listen to this one. Roses are red. Periods are too. But don't let that stop you from having sex with your boo.
That works. What is that kind of rhyme?
Kotex is debuting the Let's Have Period Sex chocolates for Valentine's Day.
Hey.
Okay.
So these chocolates are actually supposed to enhance your libido, boost your energy, provide stress relief, and help to alleviate cramps and satisfy your cravings so you can do the deed on V-Day.
You know what you should do? You should come up with a towel you can lay on the bed. Yeah, ever done that one?
That would have been the complete set.
Ever. We have a special towel. Automatic's like, I'll get the towel.
Yeah, I'll get the towel. That's better than going to the shower, because that's not
fun. Anyway, all right. Now let's move on to National Day Anthony A. We shared entirely too much today.
There's a couple things here going on. We'll go right to National Black History Month. There it is.
Of course. Very, very important month. I want to talk about Keenan Ivory Wayans and his brother Damon Wayans. You know, they're the reason that the Super Bowl halftime show is what it is. Take a listen to the halftime show in 1992. Winter Magic. That was way too much. I don't even want to hear any more of that. 79 million people were watching the Super Bowl, and 22 million tuned out to watch In Living Color Super Bowl halftime show.
Welcome to the In Living Color halftime countdown party.
In 1993, the NFL said that they would begin fining anyone who used Super Bowl to profit from it, and they spent $1 million to hire Michael Jackson. We have a great conversation with Damon Wayans up on our YouTube channel. Just search Dana Cortez Show.
And also Marlon and Sean, too. Yeah. Shout out to them.
In Living Color changed television forever. I mean, think about it. Jim Carrey was on there. Jamie Foxx was on there. J-Lo, the Wayans brothers. One of the most amazing pieces of television, period.
For real, they changed the way the NFL operates. Shout out to all of them for inspiring an entire culture and a movement.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, we talked about one of our good friends who's upset that her man likes to entertain himself with adult films. And okay, look, I don't mind so much automatic, whatever, you do your thing. But my thing is, I wonder if there is something that we women do that men wish they could stop or control.
Every single man wants their woman to stop bickering. That's easy, off top. Because
bickering? What are you even talking about?
I mean, that was an example.
The other thing I would love to control in my perfect little fantasy world is your ability to say no to having sex with me. And I think that sometimes...
What?
I think that sometimes that's why men might be taking in more adult movies is because they're not always getting the love they need at home.
Okay, well, sometimes I reach over on Saturday night and you sleep on the couch.
Every Saturday night, I'm going to start videotaping you. When would I not wake up, though?
Every Saturday night. Anyway.
When you're mid-snore, dog, I guess it's hard to get it going.
Yeah, it's hard to get on, you know?
I put in my best performances that way because I haven't been thinking about it too much. You know, I get yourself all revved up and then you're done right away. If I come out of a dead sleep, you might get a full 5 minutes out of me. And the last thing, it doesn't have anything to do with adult movies, but you can no longer backseat drive ever again.
I actually had a guy write me a book on Instagram
where he said he has put his wife in the back seat. She can no longer sit in the front seat. Ooh. She can only sit in the back seat and he makes her watch Netflix.
That's a little too domestic for me.
I'm relating.
One of the most strenuous tasks in life you could do is try to find a parking space while your significant other is in the car.
The pressure of parking.
Oh my God,
dog. On top of her yelling at you?
I remember in one of my failed relationships, that was a breaking point for me. I was like driving and we're arguing over about where to park because I prefer to park too far. And I was like, you know what? I did not sign up for life to argue with people about parking spaces. All right? So yeah, that's one thing. Stop complaining about parking, dog.
You're going to be single forever if you
can't take that. Yeah, well, it is what it is, bro. At least I'll park in happiness, all right?
Is there something you wish you could control about your partner? Tap it with your thoughts.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.